It's all right? Yeah. Thank you. Just a comment on the questions on governance of the seas, and second, a comment on science as an important element in policy making. On governance, there is a target on governance within SDG 14. It's usually managed by the Division of the Oceans Affairs of the UN, but it's important to note that this is a really under-budgeted division, 70 people to cover 80% of the planet, yes. Just to give you the size of the little task we get. Nevertheless, there have been an allocation of responsibilities per agencies through the indicators and targets of SDGs. FAO, UNEP, and UNTAC has taken the ones, the responsibility on the trade-related ones that I just mentioned. On the issue of governance of the seas, it's a complex system developed in the 80s, 40 years ago. It was quite, at that time, quite a state of the art, but there are always inbuilt difficulties on how we manage, especially the high seas. You don't have a common institutions to manage the high seas except the area, the bottom part. It's done through regional fish management organizations, for example, but only for fisheries, not for many other things. It is very complex because we're still using means of the 19th century, like flag state responsibility, to deal with a global common.
Exactly.
And it's very difficult to deal in a tri-dimensional environment on fish that moves, with ships that move, and nobody to control. So just to say that is always a challenge. So we need to think difference on governance, and that's a big, very big responsibility for states. So far, there are only two processes of reform, a revision of the UN clause in two areas. One is related to marine genetic resources that will be very important for aquaculture in the future, and the other on science. Okay. Now, going back to the point of science, I think is having the scientific base solid is essential. It has to be also accompanied by sound political decisions that are based on that science. I'll give an example. One of the proxies in fisheries or in the harvesting of wild marine resources is MSY, as it was mentioned. We all use it, but MSY is useless if the baseline you're taking is irrelevant. Meaning, if I take as a baseline for MSY year 2000, the biomass was larger. If I take it today, the biomass is smaller. I can manage better that smaller amount, but I might be having much less to manage than 20 years ago. So it depends on what political decisions are taking to guide that science. So this is just an example of sometimes what we take as a proxy need to be based on science, but it's always a moving target. No? That's it, Madam Chair.